It's NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 6-year-old Cuban refugee Elian Gonzalez may be one step closer to being reunited with his father. The State Department has confirmed that it has issued visas that will allow Juan Miguel Gonzalez and five others to come to the United States. If he comes here, Elian's father is expected to demand custody of his son. The boy's relatives in Miami are issuing emotional pleas to keep the child. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Miami.
Officials at the U.S. Interest Section in Havana say the visas were affixed to the passports of Elian's father, Juan Miguel Gonzalez, his wife, their baby boy, a young cousin, a schoolteacher at Elian's old school, and a pediatrician. It was unclear when the entourage might travel to the U.S. to claim Elian. Cuban leader Fidel Castro is demanding that Elian's father travel with a delegation of about 27 other people in all, including a dozen of Elian's classmates. Those other visa applications are still pending. Nonetheless, Juan Miguel's increasingly likely trip to the U.S. has changed the way the dispute is being viewed here. Jose Rosetes, a Cuban-American, took the day off from his job as a car salesman to wave the Cuban flag and shout his support for Elian outside the U.S. courthouse here. Rosetes said he'd been thinking about what should happen if Juan Miguel Gonzalez shows up for his son.
I think if father comes, they should be allowed to talk and then make the decision as a normal individual, his father and his family, and get all the points on top of the table, and whatever decision they make it between the father and the uncle who have been taking the children, I have no opinion about that.
But outside the house where Elian is staying with his great uncle in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, tensions seem to be ratcheting higher. The ranks of protesters have swelled to more than 100, and today several dozen broke through police barricades and formed a human chain around the house. Ramon Saul Sanchez is a leader in the anti-Castro Democracy Project.
This is the beginning of the civil disobedience campaign. However, we are pending news from the family and from the attorneys, and we will abide by what the family has to say and wants to do in this case. We're merely making sure that Elian is not removed without allowing him the rest of the process or without the family consent.
The heightened tensions apparently took their toll on one of the relatives as well. Elian's second cousin, Mary Slasis, who has tried to act as Elian's surrogate mother since the boy was rescued at sea back in November, fainted as she did a round of early morning television interviews. Before that, though, she told NBC TV's Today Show that she's keeping back the latest developments from Elian.
I don't want to torture him and put him through this little thing. He's coming, he's not coming. And the only one that it's getting affected is the little boy. So when I see him here, then I'll tell him.
Mary Slasis was taken to the hospital to be treated for exhaustion. Meanwhile, sources at the INS say the family and government officials, despite 4 days of talks, have not gotten any closer to an agreement over how to transfer Elian to his father. The two sides won't talk again until Thursday. The family's latest proposal is to have Elian tested by a panel of independent child psychologists. Federal officials are rejecting this proposal. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.